Well, Ross, congratulations on the move to Leeds United. Just how much are you looking forward to playing for Leeds?
Massively, you know. Obviously, once I knew of the interest, I was desperate to come here because it's such a big club, you know. So it's pleased to have all signed now and all done, and looking forward to a hopefully successful season.
I know you had the trial at Leeds. Just how grateful are you that you've been given the opportunity by Uwe Rosler?
No, I say fantastic. You know, I did 2 days of training. I think it was more to check out how I was moving in terms of my back injury from last season. But it was great. It's something that I was willing to do because I was desperate to come to this football club. So I'm just glad it's all sorted now. And as I say, down to some hard work and hopefully we'll have a good season.
Talking about the back injury, everything A-OK at the minute?
Yeah, I've not had a problem. The rehab's been fantastic. So I had a good summer, kept myself fit. And as I say, focus some hard work and, you know, obviously hopefully stay injury free this season.
Talking about the hard work, do you think that you've got a good chance of getting the number one shirt?
Oh, that's going to be hard work, as Marco's a fantastic goalkeeper, you know, so it's going to be challenging, you know, but I'm here to obviously to challenge Marco and to support him, you know. Hopefully he does well and we both do well and we're both pushing for a place in the team. And that will only help the team, I think.
Talking about Leeds United and joining the side, just why did you join Leeds?
I don't think it's such a big football club, massive football club, and as I said, once I knew it was, yeah, get me there, you know. So I say it's going to be interesting. We've got a lot of good young players here, so I say hopefully we'll have a good start of the season and see where that takes us, and, you know, hopefully we'll be very successful.
Obviously, you'll be the experienced goalkeeper. Do you think you'll be able to use that to help the likes of Charlie Horton and Marco?
Yeah, I think it's important, obviously speaking to the gaffer and to Richard, the goalkeeper coach, that's one thing that he wants me to try and do, obviously to help my experience in training and game situations and, you know, push on the other two. Obviously Charlie as well, young player, you know, exciting footballer, so also the same with Marco, he's a very young goalkeeper, so, you know, if I could help in any way, then that would be great.
You've won a fair few medals at Chelsea, just how was your time there?
Oh, fantastic, unbelievable experience, you know, to be involved in such a fantastic team and a successful team. It was a great pleasure to be involved in that, so that's great memories there, but as I say, it's time to move on now and I'm at a fantastic football club now and hopefully we can have some successful times.
Was it a bit frustrating being at Chelsea and being on the bench so often?
Yeah, of course, you know, everyone thinks, oh, it's easy, just sat there doing nothing, but, you know, I trained hard, I had the respect of my teammates, and that makes a big difference. I think obviously you go through hard times because ideally you want to be playing, you understand the situation, but I say that the lads were fantastic with me, you know, even though I didn't play as much, you always felt a part of the team, you know, so it's frustrating, but as I say, that's part of football.
In terms of leaving your old club Barnsley, was it just a case you wanted to be a level higher?
Yeah, obviously you look to play at the highest level possible, and once I knew of this interest, great football club, you know, great history, you know, it was just one of them things that, yeah, that I want to do that.
In terms of your aims then on the pitch, is it a case that you just want as many minutes as possible?
Yeah, first and foremost, obviously I've got to get in the team, you know, and, you know, all I could do there is just work hard and try and impress when I get the opportunity to do so. So, it's, you know what I mean, it's fantastic and hopefully I can get some minutes on the pitch.
How much did you enjoy being behind them Leeds United fans making plenty of noise tonight?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I've been to Ellen Road many a time and the fantastic fans are absolutely brilliant, you know, so I'd say hopefully they give them something to cheer this season.
And finally, just looking at the aims for the squad, just how high do you think this squad can go?
Obviously, it's early days. I've only been at the football club a couple of days, but, you know, I've obviously seen by training even tonight, there's a lot of positives and, you know, it could be an exciting season. And let's hope so. I have to start the season well and see where that takes us.